Mar, from the river to the sea is calling for ethnic cleansing, Israel is not going away. By Pam Key on December 17, 2023. HBO host Bill Maher said Friday on his show Real Time that pro-Palestinian protesters chanting from the river to the sea were calling for the entire destruction of Israel, which would not happen. Partial transcript as follows. Maher, I know it's supposed to be that magical time of year, but maybe what we all really need right now is a real dose of realism. I see a lot of nativity scenes when I'm out, as you always do before Christmas, and I can't help thinking about where that manger really is. It's in the West Bank, on Palestinian land controlled by the Palestinian Authority. In 1950, the little town of Bethlehem was 86% Christian. Now, it's overwhelmingly Muslim. And that's my point tonight. Things change. To 2.3 billion Christians, there could be no more sacred site than where their Savior was born, but they don't have it anymore. And yet no crusader army has geared up to take it back. Things change countries, boundaries, empires. Palestine was under the Ottoman Empire for 400 years, but today, an Ottoman is something you've put under your feet. The city of Byzantium became the city of Constantinople became Istanbul. Not everybody liked it. But you can't keep arguing the call forever. The Irish had the entire island to themselves, but the British were starting an empire and, well, the Irish lost their temper. They blew each other up over it for 30 years. But eventually, everybody comes to an accommodation, except the Palestinians. Was it unjust that even a single Arab family was forced to move upon the founding of the Jewish state? Yes, but it's also not rare. Happening all through history all over the world. And mostly what people do is make the best of it. After World War II, 12 million ethnic Germans got shoved out of Russia and Poland and Czechoslovakia because being German had become kind of unpopular. A million Greeks were shoved out of Turkey in 1923. A million Ghanaians out of Nigeria in 1983. Almost a million French out of Algeria in 1962. Nearly a million Syrian refugees moved to Germany 8 years ago. Was that a perfect fit? And no one knows more about being pushed off land than the Jews, including being almost wholly kicked out of every Arab country they once lived in. Yes, TikTok fans, ethnic cleansing happened both ways. In Fiddler on the Roof, the family is always moving to stay one step ahead of the Cossacks. But they deal with it. When they are leaving Anatevka, they say, it wasn't so great anyway. Like other countries don't have roofs you can fiddle on. Now that's not how they really felt, but they were coping. They coped. Because sometimes that is all you can do. History is brutal, and humans are not good people. History's sad and full of wrongs, but you can't make them unhappen because a paraglider isn't a time machine. People get moved, and yes, colonized. Nobody was a bigger colonizer than the Muslim army that swept out of the Arabian desert and took over much of the world in a single century. And they didn't do it by asking. There's a reason Saudi Arabia's flag is a sword. Kosovo was the cradle of Christian Serbia, then it became Muslim. They fought a war about it in the 90s but stopped. They didn't keep it going for 75 years. There were deals on the table to share the land called Palestine in 1947, 93, 95, 98, 2000, 2008, and East Jerusalem could have been the capital of a Palestinian state that today might more like Dubai than Gaza. Arafat was offered 95% of the West Bank and said no. The Palestinian people should know your leaders and the useful idiots on college campuses who are their allies are not doing any favors by keeping alive the river to the sea myth. I mean, where do you think Israel is going? Spoiler alert, nowhere. It's one of the most powerful countries in the world with a $500 billion economy, the world's second largest tech sector after Silicon Valley and nuclear weapons. They're here, they like their bagel with a schmear, get used to it. What's happening to Palestinians today is horrible. And not just in Gaza, in the West Bank too. But war ends with negotiation. And what the media glosses over is it's hard to negotiate when the other side's bargaining position is you all die and disappear. I mean, the chant from the river to the sea? Yeah, let's look at the map. Here's the river. Here's the sea. Oh, I see. It means you get all of it. Not just the West Bank, which was basically the original UN partition deal you rejected because you wanted all of it and always have, even though it's indisputably also the Jews' ancestral homeland, and so you attacked and lost. And attacked again and lost. and attacked again and lost. As my friend Dr. Phil says, how's that working for you? Look at what Mexico used to own, all the way up to the top of California. But no Mexican is out there chanting from the Rio Grande to Portland, Oregon. Because they chose a different path. They got real and built a country that is the world's 14th biggest economy now. Because they knew the United States wasn't going to give back Phoenix any more than Hamas will be in Tel Aviv. One of the leaders of Hamas said, save yourselves times and imaginary dreams. In a few years, Allah willing, you will have to discuss this situation in the region after Israel. I'm sorry, who is the one with imaginary dreams? If I give you the benefit of the doubt and say your plan for a completely Jewless Palestine isn't that all the Jews should die, what is the only other option? They move. You move all the Jews. Okay, I've got to warn you, there's going to be some kvetching. You move all the Jews? You do with this with what? You move a fleet of trucks called Jew Hall? And to where are we moving this entire country, Texas? Sure, they have room. I guess we could put the Wailing Wall on the border and kill two birds with one stone. Or we could just get serious. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.